help us to commence this morning with hymn 952. Beloved Saviour, faithful friend, the joy of all thy blood-bought train, in mercy to our aid descend, or else we worship thee in vain. 952.
Thank you. read together from the most holy word of God, from the Proverbs and chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way of the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me. Those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honour are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold. And my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. And when there were no foundations abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree, that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is a man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favour of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious and almighty Lord God, do solemnize our hearts and minds now, O Lord, we plead, that we might rightly approach unto one who is most holy. As thou hast now spared us even to this another Sabbath day, having maintained unto us the very breath that we breathe, brought us each through the night. Once again we are found in thy courts, this little corner of thy vineyard. All that might have come up to thy house even this day, with those burdens, but all it might be with each one, with this burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. With that burden, like we have in one of the hymns there, each verse closes with that line, give me Christ or else I die. It might become me to be brought into thy house even this day like those Greeks of old. Sir, we would see Jesus. May it prove then even this day. May it prove even this day that it is the house of God. And unto one or another, perhaps all, that is none other than the house of God, the very gate of heaven. That place where, even this day, where thou wilt meet with some poor sinner. Mine has often been upon that concerning, when thou didst command Philip, to go down even to that desert place, to that Ethiopian eunuch there, sitting in his chariot, that day appointed. And as thy servants and oneself, even this day, as we venture forth in thy name, that it might be by the Spirit's command, that day appointed, where thou hast, truly one whom thou wilt favour. Like that Ethiopian eunuch that day, understandest thou what thou readest? How can I accept some man should guide me? No, do not, Philip, preach unto him Jesus there. And that was wrought in his heart that day. Oh, to the joy and rejoicing of his soul. And oh, it may be here or elsewhere in Zion this day, where thy word is faithfully preached. It may be that all that day, according to thy command, when there'll be that wrought to the joy and rejoicing of thy church. Oh, that day of good tidings, Lord, we plead. But, O Lord, as we are brought into thy courts even this day, Lord, thou knowest the hearts of each one. Nothing is hidden from thee. Our very thoughts are known to thee. And, O Lord, thou knowest, perhaps as that one that has entered into their closet even this morning, with that burden, or burden upon them, their need as a sinner. I've been brought, oh, like that one that could only smite upon his breast and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, may it please thee, oh, even this day, that thou wouldest speak unto that one those words of peace and pardon. That thou wouldest by the blessed Spirit so seal that upon their heart, that they may go on their way with their new song put in the mouth. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul. Lord, thou knowest them, that one that is so burdened. And, O Lord, for as we are sent forth in thy name, we are but, oh, those servants in thy hands, instruments in thy hands. And, O Lord, in love of ourselves, we are but that empty earthen vessel, but, O, pour in of thy grace, that all of thy grace that we may pour out. For, O Lord, if we come in love of ourselves, there will be no profit unto an ever-dying soul, unto a trembling sinner. Maybe something to satisfy the carnal heart, but not a living soul. Oh, may we, oh, oneself and each of thy servants this day be in the Spirit on this, the Lord's day. And, O Lord, as we often feel we have to confess it is so, by nature we are man of unclean lips. Oh, do take that live coal from off the altar and touch it upon our lips. We may speak then to thine honour and thy glory, that thy name should have all the praise. O Lord, thou knowest the various ones that have come in. There are those burdens of time, those carking cares. And perhaps there are those things in their path which seem like mountains in the way. Oh, perhaps even this day, oh, as thy word declares, or turn to it again this morning, and ah, there it was. Is anything too hard for the Lord? But ah, have not some of us proved nothing is too hard for thee? Those things which to us seem ready to crush us in the way, have we not proved that nothing is too hard for thee? And, O Lord, do then remember such as are so burdened with that thing in their pathway, Oh, grant them that token for good this day. That token, O Lord, that whatever there may be in their path, whatever the trying circumstance, that thing hard to be understood, that affliction, oh, maybe in a very dark path, oh, thy word, and oh, it was a comfort unto this poor sinner. And so it is when we're brought by the Spirit to believe it. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Oh, perhaps there's one even this day. They may hear these things, but it makes them cry out, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. But, O Lord, whatever that which is in the path, oh, lift us above those carking cares, we plead. Lift us above those time things. And may our hearts and minds be set upon those things above. Those things which are eternal. O Lord, we would truly thank thee for all thy mercies. Thy many favours towards us. For truly can we not say we've lacked nothing. Can we not say that hitherto thou hast brought us and upheld us even to this very day. And he who hath helped us hitherto will help us all our journey through and give us daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to thy praise. O Lord, then grant unto us truly thankful hearts. And may those hearts be from every murmur free. Oh, oftentimes and oh, we speak oneself. We murmur and complain with blessings in our hands. Oh, pardon and forgive these sins, O Lord. For truly, even thus far this day, it is of thy mercies we are not consumed. Thy compassions fail not. They fail not even to this very moment of time. Oh, there may be those things which seem contrary to the natural mind. Oh, they may seem contrary to the natural mind. But thy word declares that all things work together for good. To them that love God. To those that are called according to thy eternal purpose. And ah, perhaps there is that one that in such a path, ah, much against the natural heart, the natural thoughts, the old man within rebels against it. But ah, may they yet prove, and ah, this poor one has proved it. All things. Oh, may they yet prove it also, that all things work together for good. To those that love God, to those that are called according to his eternal purpose. For in thy word we read, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And, O Lord, as we see each one before us, there are those, the babes in arms, those growing up in years, and those going on into life now, Lord, we will bear them before thee, the young and the rising race. We live in dark and evil days, but thou dost reign. Thou dost reign. And may they be found sheltering under the shadow of the Almighty. May thy hand be upon them, or that unseen hand perhaps now may be upon them for good. But that we may, and may they yet be brought to that time where they can look back and see all the way which thou hast led them. They may have hedged up the path, brought some scheme to nothing. But when we are able to look back, and some of us can say, kept by the power of God. Where would we have been, had it not been for that almighty power upon us for good, even in those days when we are yet in deadness and darkness. But thou didst hedge up the way. Thou didst preserve and keep. And cannot some of us say preserved and kept in Jesus when our feet made haste to hell? And there should we have gone, had it not been for that awe of thy grace. And now, O Lord, we can see, and we trust we can say, it was that eternal purpose toward us. It was, and amongst those eternal purposes that we've been brought even to this day. But Lord, remember them, we plead, and grant them those helps and encouragements, O Lord, in their young lives. May they be able to cast their cares upon thee. May they be brought to this to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and to prove that all these other things shall be added unto you. Remember also those in the midst of life and those varied cares, varied concerns in the path. All those things that come into the path in the midst of life. And, Lord, our mind often goes back to that time when we seem to be careful and troubled about many things. We are still at times so, but are then careful and troubled about many things. And especially in the days in which we live. We know not at times where the scene will end as we look upon those things in the nation and the nations of the earth. But what a mercy it is, the gold and silver are thine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. And Lord, do then remember those then in the midst of life and all that concerns them there. Perhaps with those heavy burdens in providence. Those things, O Lord, which we've known it also. Seem ready to crash. But as the hymn writer put it, a fullness resides in Jesus our head, that ever abides to answer our need, all those needs, for time and for eternity. Providence and grace. Enable them to roll their burden upon thee even now. May they see thy hand going before them in the way. Remember those in the even time of life and the troubles there, perhaps feeling the weakness of mind and body. Or may they ever prove those everlasting arms underneath them. What a mercy it is. Everlasting arms. The God of Jeshurun. Those everlasting arms. What a favour unto a child of God. To be brought by faith to see and to feel. Everlasting. Oh, not temporary, but everlasting. And ah, when we read that psalm, oh, concerning all those of thy people, those whom thou hast named in the Lamb's Book of Life, oh, thou hast that intimate knowledge of them before ever their members were formed in the womb. And so it will be, oh, to all eternity, those everlasting arms underneath them. Ah, are they not loved with an everlasting love? Ah, that everlasting love. Oh, may they prove it, O Lord, we plead. And there are those in the homes we know of. Lord, now unable, and those in their own homes perhaps unable to venture out to the house of God anymore. But may it please you, thou hast, oh, go to them where they are. And bless them indeed. May it be a Bethel where they are. And, O Lord, remember those in affliction. There are those younger in years afflicted, being brought through operations. There are those in the midst of life. There are those in the even time of life. Lord, each one we will bear before thee. Ah, sanctify these things to them. And our Lord, thou knowest, oh, where they are and what concerns them. And Lord, those loved ones that look on. Oh, Lord, thou knowest how they've been often upon our spirit in these last months. Those that look on, comfort their hearts also, O Lord. Grant them also those encouragements in the way. And, O Lord, thy servant, in recent days brought through that very serious operation, Lord, go on to strengthen him, we plead. May he yet be raised up again to his wonted place, to his people, to those whom thou hast set him over as that under-shepherd there. Lord, do remember him. But, O Lord, we would not forget any, whatever the affliction. Lord, thou knowest. Maybe those things which are hidden from the eyes of man, they carry with them a burden, affliction that nobody else knows of. Lord, remember them, we plead. Oh, remember them. And, oh, there might be yet that time of deliverance. Oh, that time of healing. When thou wilt, oh, raise them up again. But, oh, Lord, do remember us also as a land and nation. We live in solemn days. Evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. O Lord, we tremble at those things which are before the nation. As our leaders would seek to bring those things upon the statute book, adding further sin to sin. Oh, what abominations they are in thy sight. What abominations they are. And we read in thy word that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is reproach to any people. Oh, those sins. We deserve thy just judgments. And thy judgments are abroad in the nation and in the nations of the earth. Our leaders are like Pharaoh. They harden their hearts. They see those things in the nation which thou hast brought upon us. Harden their hearts. But even our leaders, their hearts are not too hard for thee to break. Oh, break their hearts, Lord, we plead. Turn us once again and we shall be turned. And may there be yet that day, when even those things which are upon the statute book might yet be repealed. But ah, that which they seek to do concerning marriage, Lord, bring it to nothing. Frustrate their evil designs. Oh, our mind often goes to Abraham when he pleaded for Sodom, the people of Sodom. Ah, we're amongst those that plead concerning this guilty land. Are we amongst those righteous? Or if there be 50 righteous found, wilt thou spare the city? And thou didst say thou wouldst spare the city. And so he ventured again and again. If 10, even down to 10. Peradventure, if 10 might be found, wilt thou spare the city? And thou didst say thou wouldst spare the city. Oh, may we be found amongst those righteous that sigh and cry unto thee for the abominations done in the land. Oh, may we be found amongst those sigh and cry concerning those abominations done in the land. Oh, have mercy upon us. Turn us once again and we shall be turned. Show our leaders what they ought to do. And our Queen and the Royal Family, Lord, remember them. May they be out without wrought in them, which is more than notion. As thou hast spared of these many years upon the throne. Oh, sometimes we, oh, is there not a, there is that which he has spoken, that, oh, is there not a little acknowledgement of Almighty God? But ah, oh, so it must be with each one of us. We want more than notion. Something must be known and felt. And O Lord, do remember us now then as we would turn to thy word. Favour us each together. Do us good, O Lord. Only thou canst do us any good. Oh, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Oh, do us good, O Lord. Oh, may we, oh, this poor one, may be that tongue of the learned, oh, not that which is of the natural learning, but that which is of the Spirit, and grant the hearing ears and the hearts of understanding. And, O Lord, remember us in all parts of divine service and the singing of the hymns. Oh, Lord, what language, experimental language we have in the hymns, and ah, we would thank thee for our hymn book. But ah, there might be a flowing together, or even this day, a pulpit, desk and pew. No, Lord, do help us now. We fall into thy hands. We wait upon thee. Pardon and forgive our every sin. And all we've asked amiss, where I've failed in my asking, O Lord, do be pleased and make up in giving. Lord, thou knowest the heart, oh, and where we've failed in our asking. That's one even now, such is our burden upon their spirit. Oh, make up unto that one in giving, we plead. We plead for Christ's sake and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 225. Faith, 'tis a precious grace, where'er it is bestowed, it boasts of a celestial birth, and is the gift of God. 225.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, the portion which rests upon my spirit, and all that may be of the Lord even this day, will be found in the chapter we read in Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8 in the last three verses. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favour of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and all they that hate me love death. Proverbs chapter 8 and the last three verses. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favour of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. O, a most solemn, yet a most gracious portion that is. Most solemn indeed to those that love sin, and such as we each were by our very birth, and are this poor one as we stand up in the Lord's name. Don't look upon the Lord's servants as being any different, if we put it that way. We trust by grace as a difference, as that wrought. It is not of the man. We're forth of boasting, were it so. But even this poor one standing before you, born in sin, shapen in iniquity, and who can know it? And so we are by birth born in sin, conceived in sin, shaped in iniquity, and who can know it? And one sin unpardoned, one sin unpardoned, we may say, perhaps in that way, I've only sinned in one sin, but if we're guilty of one sin, we're guilty of the whole of the law, and come condemned under the whole law, that holy, just law of God. And the soul that sinneth, it shall die. All they that hate me love death. And this one also before you, when yet dead in trespasses and sins, saw no beauty in a precious Christ that we should ever desire him. Saw no beauty in him. The solemn thing is, we were brought up to the house of God, all the days of our life. And there we remain dead. We entered into the courts of the Lord. We had no more life than the very seat we sat upon. Like the old servants of the Lord used to speak concerning the door, we went in and out like the door upon its hinges. The door swings to and fro, does it not? It has no understanding. It minds not whether it goes in or out, as it were. And so we each are by nature dead, unconcerned. We found among those in that last verse, "He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. And all they that hate me love death." Ah, blessed be his holy name. Now going back just a little, we're exhorted to bring up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And you as parents, is it not that also? Under grace now we trust with oneself there is that pleading for our own offspring. Oneself we venture forth in the Lord's name. Felt it upon our spirit on the past day. Oh, many years we sat in the house of God, sinning against him. Spoke the other day, not so long ago, there as a youngster we used to look at the clock. Such were some of us, you might also say, perhaps even you younger ones that even now they're all bringing to your remembrance even these things, the watching of the clock, whiling away the time, seeking that you thought, it was so, and how shameful it is to me now. Think upon it with shame. But others are looking at the clock and are whiling away the time and sending our thoughts hither and thither. Those things which were of the earth, earthy. Or had the Lord cut us down then, hell would have been our portion, eternal death. That place where the worm dieth not, that would have been our portion. Born in sin, shapen iniquity, and who can know it? And blessed be his holy name, and we seek every each one. Maybe that wrought in your heart, as I trust it was wrought in mine. That which is of the Spirit. That time and all, we often quote it, for it is true. When that time appointed comes, it is, "I will work and who shall let him?" What a mercy it is. I will work. I will work and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, "What doest thou?" We were not left to that. Left to that place of deadness and darkness and unconcern. Blessed be his holy name. Not of man. Lest any man should boast, and it will be so with each one. If you're found amongst the Lord's people, if you're found amongst that number that no man can number, those elect according to the foreknowledge of God, there is a time appointed that rolls on apace. Not to propose, but call by grace. As I say, when all those years looking at the clock, wishing away the time, seeking once again to be outside of the courts of the Lord. But the solemnness of it, there, making our mind go hither and thither. And truly we may have been inside of the house of God. But often there are those who used to say this, "As far from God as sheep can run." oneself, we've had sheep, and there are those that have sheep, and you know how far sometimes they can go. I remember once when I had mine, and there it brings it to mind again now. Had to go and fetch them back again. As far from God as sheep can run. But as a shepherd, no good shepherd of his sheep, there will be that time when he bring them back. Bring them back to that fold. Blessed be his holy name. That all-wise shepherd, the shepherd of his sheep, and he knoweth them that are his. And if you're amongst those whom he hath loved from all eternity, there will be this wrought in your heart also. And by the blessed Spirit, the word of his grace, the word of his grace. So cuts us down, it is a word that enters into our very soul. Like that which is sharper than a two-edged sword. Like the nail in a sure place. As we said a little earlier, none can stay his hand or say, what doeth thou? And when we go back to that time when we had sheep there, we brought them back. They were of that fold and we brought them back. We didn't say, we'll leave them there. This all-wise shepherd, there will be that time they were brought into that fold. That eternal care, love is upon them. Eternal care. And some of us, can we not look back to that time we were yet dead? Such was that hand that was upon us for good. I believe we spoke of it in prayer. Can we not look back to those times we were preserved and kept in Jesus when our feet made haste to hell? So it was. But that divine appointment. That divine appointment, like it was with Saul. Vessel of mercy. A chosen vessel. Chosen vessel unto me. And cannot some of us rejoice in that we not left to ourselves. If it's not of ourselves, where will we be if it was left to ourselves? Oneself, we may have wrought out that which was our own, as it were, our own righteousness. When we were so quick and there was that working out of our own righteousness. Blessed be his holy name. Now that filthy rag was stripped from us. Brought in as this one, blessed is the man that heareth me. The one then, has been that wrought in their very soul. It's brought that cry, God be merciful to me, a sinner. God be merciful to me, a sinner. You may have been like that one, how I felt I was like that one, until that filthy rag was stripped from me. Come not nigh me, for I'm holier than thou. I may not have said it in words, but thank God that I'm not like other men. You know that portion. When the light of the Spirit shines into your heart and mind, you'll be brought into that foulest sinner. The foulest of sinners. The hymn writer put it. The foulest sinner out of hell. That lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Oh, the Saviour's blood to plead. Oh, the one that has been brought. Oh, that man. Blessed is a man that heareth me daily, that heareth me watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. Come up to the house of God, your ear is bored to the doorpost. No more watching the clock. Well, they may be watching the clock, but oh, the time seems to go so fast. Blessed is a man that heareth me. Ah, that quickening word, brought to tremble at it. Now, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. Oh, my mind goes to that time when it was so with this poor one. Brought a cry unto the Lord. Often feeling to cry and shout, yet he shutteth out my voice. Oh, that dear woman, when she went unto the dear Saviour, he answered her not a word. Ah, oh, was it not the dear Lord was trying her faith to see what sort it was, but he knew her heart, and there, oh, was it not grace given? Ah, oh, it was not the natural heart or natural wisdom, but grace. Oh, watching daily at my gates, at the post my doors. On the past day, that hymn, I believe, came to mind again. It's a quaint hymn. Dear old Berridge's, but oh, what language there is there. 705, oh, and especially that, my mind seems to go to the second verse more than the first at the moment. Ah, as a one, then blessed is a man that heareth me. That one watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. What ails those eyes bedewed with tears? Those labouring sighs that heave thy breast? Those oft repeated broken prayers? Dost thou not long for Jesus' rest? And can the Lord pass heedless by and see a mourning sinner die? Ah, does that come? Oh, as we often think concerning our hymn book there, we have experimental language. Blessed be his holy name, we have it. We're favoured with it. Does that language come in? Oh, is that the language of your soul? That poor, afflicted, tempted soul, with fears and doubts and tempest tossed, what if the billows rise and roll and dash thy ship? It is not lost. The winds and waves and fiends may roar, but Christ will bring thee safe on shore. Oh, I feel to read it in the reverse order, as it were. Ah, oh, blessed is a man that will be, oh, if it is that which is wrought of the Spirit in your very heart concerning your never dying soul, your need as a sinner, there will be that right outcome. Ah, oh, Christ is the author of that which is wrought in you, he will be the finisher of it also. Ah, what ails those eyes bedewed with tears? I felt myself often there. There was that crying unto the Lord. There was that waiting daily at his gates, the post of his doors. Oh, I can picture even one night where it's so. I stopped at home to look after the children. Dear one went off to the house of God, but oh, there, in the burden of my very soul, there's that cry unto the Lord. Crying unto the Lord. Ah, oh, this hymn. Ah, oh, there I felt it was the language of my soul. What ails those eyes? Bedewed with tears. Ah, oh, the one that's come up to the house of God, or perhaps many times but again this day. And now weeping before the Lord. What ails those eyes bedewed with tears? Those labouring sighs that heave thy breast. It's not a light thing. It's not a light thing. Oh, we hear many that, oh, they have that lightness in their religion, but ah, if it's real, it won't be a light thing. What ails those eyes bedewed with tears? Those labouring sighs that heave thy breast? Ah, as we said, not a light thing. The burden of your never dying soul. Your need as a sinner when you're brought to see that the soul that sinneth it shall die, and eternity is before you. There will be that labouring, that burden, which is a different burden than any burden here below. It's a different burden than any burden of time. But ah, what a mercy it is. What a mercy it is. As we said, we read those two verses in reverse order because I feel that they are that second, the first verse ends, but Christ will bring thee safe on shore. It will be that bringing to the desired haven, but ah, when in that place of crime we cannot see. I fail to be outside of the secret. And yet there was a little hope raised up from time to time. Blessed be his holy name. And oh, there's been a little hope raised up in your heart. We used to witness the observance of the Lord's Supper. And oh, I felt to be so outside of the secret. But there was that waiting. Do you feel like that one at Bethesda's pool, 38 years? I felt to be like that one at Bethesda's pool, 38 years, there he waited. I felt it was longer than that with me, it seemed. He was not disappointed in his waiting. He did attain the favour of the Lord. And so will it be with you, poor sinner. It will be, ah, oh, I trust I proved it so, and oh, unless awfully deceived. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and it shall be so. That life, all is in Christ. That revelation of this one, as this chapter speaks of that one that ever was with the Father, the eternal Son of God. That I may, or we read in that chapter, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of paths of judgment. That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. There was that love set upon his people. Ah, there it speaks of it all, the eternal Son of God. That one that should lay his glory by. That one, or in that glorious plan of salvation. Oh, is that what you want? Also made known unto you, sealed by the Spirit upon your soul. Oh, to have it made known to you concerning this one, the eternal Son of God, one that ever was with the Father. But in the fullness of time, in that plan of salvation, there he took upon himself a body and nature like unto our own, yet without sin. Made under the law. These things are past our natural wisdom and understanding. But oh, when led by the eye of faith, a little into it, what a wonderful thing it is. We cannot explain it. But there it is, wonderful to us. The Lord of life and glory, oh, laying his glory by, and when found here upon the earth, was not ashamed to be seen sitting eating with publicans and sinners. Those poor trembling worms of the earth. As we say, brought to tremble at his word, that quickening word. And I've seen eating with publicans and sinners, and not ashamed to call them brethren. Not ashamed to call them brethren. That has melted my heart from time to time. Now, if we have been brought to see what have, oh, a hell-deserving sinner we are. That foulest sinner. Yet he was not ashamed to call them brethren. Oh, to have that revealed unto you, oh, that will break your heart also. That will brought, oh, I believe that will make you weep before the Lord. But oh, to see this Lord of life and glory in Gethsemane's garden. Ah, this one that ever was, from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding the water, with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills were, was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep, of the depth. When he established the clouds above and he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea his decree and the water, that the water should not pass his commandment. When he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him. The eternal Son of God left his Father's throne. Came down, oh, was it not to do the will of his Father? To do the will of him that hath sent me? Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. And this verse here, this portion of this verse, and my delights were with the sons of men. My mind went to that portion. I may have quoted it before, but it came to mind again this morning. It's one of whom we try to speak. If I can find the portion. But oh, that high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. What a mercy it is so. that one waiting daily at his gates at the post of his doors. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place. Ah, this. Poor sinner, why, what a mercy it is so. With him also, that is of a contrite and a humble spirit. Ah, that broken heart. Ah, the Lord has broken your heart. Taken out their heart of stone and given a heart of flesh. A broken heart and a contrite spirit he will not despise. Ah, that high and lowly, the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, his name is holy. I dwell in a high and holy place. Ah, with him also. Not ashamed to call them brethren. Seen sitting eating with publicans and sinners. Ah, that one that was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Ah, with him also. That is a contrite and a humble spirit. And ah, the verse goes on, and ah, some of us in the way, those years in the way now. Comfort to us, continue in the way to revive the spirit of the humble. And to revive the heart of the contrite ones. But ah, I dwell in a high and holy place. With him also there is a contrite and a humble spirit. Blessed is a man that heareth me. The time is thee gone. Blessed is a man that heareth me. Watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post thy doors, of my doors. Ah, that find you in the house of God like that this day, perhaps many days. As we said, we didn't go on any further concerning when we used to witness the Lord's Supper. We used to see those sit down there, and now we felt we were outside of that secret. Now we were comforted with this. The Lord's servant, Mr. Seymour, often used to say, and there was a comfort unto this poor one, and perhaps there's a comfort. We speak it, oh, may it be of the Lord then unto one or another this day. There yet is room. There yet is room. And so we were comforted in our heart, and there was that seeking, all that kept us there. Oftentimes it's Satan tempting us to give up and no more call upon his name, but there, that dear woman, as we said, concerning that dear woman, she went unto the Lord concerning her daughter, grievously vexed with the devil. Even disciples said, send her away, for she troubleth us. I may have got that wrong, but troubleth us, or in that way. And even when the Lord answered her, it seemed, to that one which, we read concerning those when the dear Lord was here upon the earth, when they were offended at his word, but she was not offended at his word. And if you're amongst the Lord's people, you will not be offended at that word. It may cut you down. Blessed be his holy name if it does. She was not offended at his word, but she could say there, of a truth, Lord, but the dogs eat of the crumbs. And those in the Lord's day here upon the earth, they were offended at his word and no more walked with him. Are you amongst those that, like the disciples there? That's living faith, works in the heart such that they cannot work of themselves. To whom can we go? To whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Perhaps you come up to the house of God this morning like those Greeks of old. Sirs, we would see Jesus. Longing to hear his voice. Longing to feel his touch, to see his smile. Ah, longing to be brought in like we read in the Song of Solomon. Ah, that one has so been wrought upon. That seen his countenance, heard his voice. Ah, cannot some of us say, oh, we have. We trust we have. And I believe you have been wrought upon also, you all know it also. There will be that time. You'll be able to say, ah, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Ah, what ails those eyes, bedewed with tears, those labouring sighs that heave thy breast, those oft-repeated broken prayers? Dost thou not long for Jesus' rest, and can the Lord pass heedless by and see a mourning sinner die? And as we say that first verse, thou poor afflicted, tempted soul, with fears and doubts and tempest tossed, what if the billows rise and roll? Dash thy ship, it is not lost. The winds and waves and fiends may roar, but Christ will bring thee safe on shore when we journeyed up. The verse, this verse come to mind and the time has gone. So we feel, we'll feel led in our spirit to repeat it. That hymn 23, does it not close like this? Come then, repenting sinner, come. Approach with humble faith. Oh, what thou wilt, the total sum is cancelled by his death. His blood can cleanse the blackest soul and wash our guilt away. He will present us sound and whole in that tremendous day. Oh, that is the favour of the Lord. So then that longing, as we said earlier, oh, longing of the Spirit, ah, oh, those words often used to be upon my spirit, and we may have quoted it before. But ah, oh, may that be the prayer of you also. Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal to me the things of God. Make to me salvation known. And witness with the blood. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £755, for which we are very thankful. And Mr. Burgess, God willing, hopes to address the Sunday School this afternoon. Mr. Philip Hare is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Charles Woolboys next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. And the collections next Lord's Day will be taken for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association. Let us now close with hymn 380. O Jesus, thou fountain of grace, enlighten, enliven my heart, and show the sweet smiles of thy face, and from me bid evil depart. Pronounce, O pronounce, I am thine, a sinner once purchased by blood, and may I for ever recline on the bosom of Jesus my Lord. 380.
language of the last hymn may be the prayer or wrought in the heart of one another, and the prayer answered in time, Lord, we plead. No, Lord, that which we've laboured this morning, may it please thee. That which is of thee, thou art sealed upon the heart of one or another. May not let all our words fall to the ground. Rather, may be that done which is to thine honour and thy glory, that thy name should have all the praise, and cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over anything thou hast heard or seen amiss. And, O Lord, do come up with us, O Lord, with the young people we plead this afternoon and again at the evening hour. We're dependent upon thee. Oh, there may be that exercise of soul in the middle of the day, in the interval between. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.